While the young people are getting ready to testify, I would like to thank the Lord for the ministry that we've had here for the last 2 weeks. I won't even give for one of those weeks, but I'm thankful for our Brother Gordon and Sister Martha. I've known them many years, and it's a inspiration to have people as dedicated and who love the Lord after all these years. We read something in our morning worship, if you recall, about the chosen ones, and they were chosen to serve. And one of the things is they had to have a good reputation. They had to be, well, I forget how the, what the exact words are, but it had to do with a good repute. And I had to think of our Brother Gordon. Now, one of the men, the first director of this camp, Brother Gordon Gardner, who you've heard us speak about, was a very, very godly man. And from the age of 3 or 4, he kept diaries. And before he died, he said that he wanted them burned. Now, he wrote every night. He had volumes. Many, many volumes. As I said, he began when he was 4 years old. And I said, why are you going to burn them? Why did you write them? And he says, well, who's going to benefit from them? I said, well, you'll never know. Anyway, I persuaded him not to burn them, and I have them in my possession. He was very careful what he wrote. People who have lived with him may be concerned that I could read things from the past, but he was very careful with what he wrote. But this is my point. From early on, he spoke of Brother Gordon when he was a young man. And he spoke of when a situation would arise in Brother Gordon's young ministry, Brother Gardner's young ministry. There was one person he could always go to for solid, good advice, and that was our Brother Gordon. And that's always been a blessing to me. Here is a man who is nearing old age, as Sister Martha said. And I would like to praise God while you can still hear it, that you have been a blessing to many over all these years. You've been a blessing to ministers, and your reputation, a reputation is something so valuable. And as Sister Martha said, may we continue to live for him, and may we have that reputation not only among us, but before God, that we are faithful and he can trust us in small things. My heart has been really burdened that our young people get the light of serving him, going out in the mission field, becoming ministers. And I'm thankful that that we have that example. We have several of our young people that are doing that, many of them. And I pray that God will continue to call our young people into the ministry and the mission field. But I did want to say thank you to Brother Gordon and Sister Martha for your life, and that you have been a blessing to many for many years.
Thank you. Brother Paul mentioned Gordon Gardner, who was the director of this camp. And the year that my husband turned 65, we were here. And Brother Gardner was a big man with a strong, authoritative voice. And he said, Brother Gordon and Sister Martha, come up here and kneel right here. Right here. Would you obey? You better. And so both of us, we knelt here. And you know what he said to my husband? Don't you dare think of retiring now that you're 65. Don't you dare think of retiring now that you are 65. My husband's going to be 90. Has he thought of retiring? He's been alive 25 more years. Maybe he'll reach 100, huh?
Amen.
And I'll be 98 then, when you're 100. No, but it's good. Don't think of retiring from God's service. There's no retirement. In fact, on a minister's certificate, the bottom is a verse which says, "Be thou faithful unto
death."
What?
Death.
Be thou faithful unto death. And I'll give you a crown of glory.
Thank you, Lord.
So I'm thankful for my husband, too.